This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. Not going to comment much on this because we don't know a lot, except that it was just announced that the presidential inauguration will be moved inside the Capitol Rotunda. I'm not kidding about that.
Because of
the
freezing cold.
Because the cold weather, brutally cold weather, is supposed to hit Washington D.C. They've moved.
And that's breaking news.
Breaking news. So I don't know any more than that. I don't know if it means what it means for the parade. I don't know what it means. Are they going to walk down Pennsylvania? I would assume not. But I don't know. It was just breaking news that the swearing-in ceremony will be moved indoors at the Capitol building.
And probably his speech will be inside as well.
Last time that happened was in 1985 with President Ronald Reagan.
Because of the cold weather?
Because of the cold weather. Oh.
But there's going to be a lot of upset people who paid a lot of money to go to D.C. to not watch anything.
Right. Because at this stage, you'd have to watch it in your hotel room.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be able to get a...
Yeah. I understand. You got to make a call like that. It's going to be brutally cold. Thousands of people. It could be unsafe. I don't know. I'm just saying, but there are going to be people who say, hey, you paid all this money and I'm going and made my plans and now you're canceling for a little cold weather.
Little cold weather.
All right. Trump, Mr. Bravado, wimping out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're saying that's what those folks would be saying.
Yeah, that's
what those folks would be saying. Here's the deal. They're going to have to answer every one of them. Secret Service, Trump, all of us married men. They're going to have to answer to the Green Bay Packer fans.
Right. The cheeseheads.
Boy, right. You see them up there. They're covered up in whatever, about 6 inches of snow, and their lips are blue, and they're in the stand.
Oh, I know. All right, Ed, will we go back to the phones?
Yes, we go to Mississippi, and Ronnie is on the line. Ronnie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, Professor. How y'all doing today?
Doing good, Ronnie.
Doing well. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in McHenry. Matter of fact, I'm a coffee tech. I'm a technician for the coffee company. I went to JJ Mother-in-Law Church to fix the coffee not too long ago.
Wonderful.
Oh, all right.
To do what?
Fix the coffee. You know, he goes to the different things. Coffee machines and things.
You're the first coffee machine repairman I've ever met, Ronnie.
Look, the question... The one I'm fixing to ask, Brother Tim, question is, I hope I win a coffee mug because I need one to driving around with.
There you go. You'd be the right person.
All right, you want to answer one of mine, Ronnie?
Yes, I do.
Which one?
The fingerprint.
All right, if Ronnie gets this, we're sending him a travel mug, an AFR coffee mug, because that's what he does. And a ball cap.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so
how
this
nice.
Is yeah, it's kind of double
keep,
or nothing.
To keep his head warm.
I need one of them.
To keep his head warm.
Keep his head
Monday
warm.
And the next few days.
Yeah. All right, here's the question that Ronnie's about to answer. What animal has fingerprints nearly identical to humans, Ronnie?
Well, all my life, and I don't know this, but all my life I've been said I look like a monkey, so I figure a monkey.
All your life you've been told you look like a monkey?
I do.
Yeah.
I did. I got all this hair but my head.
Oh.
You know?
All right.
Well,
is that the answer?
No. It's not the answer.
I was so excited.
That's a good guess. Let me just say this. And if you want to take another shot, I'll give you another shot. Because I'll give this because we're the last half hour. I'll give this as a clue.
Okay.
This is not a North American animal. This animal is found in other parts of the world. Really, one specific continent.
All right, you're steering him in the right direction.
Okay. You want to take another guess?
Let me go, alligator.
Alligator. Boy, you're going the wrong way, Ronnie.
No.
Huh? You were closer with a monkey.
I bet you didn't do real good with pinning the tail on the donkey.
You need to get you a strong cup of coffee and call back.
Spin him around a couple times and he...
All right. All right. So,
you know, sometimes
hey, good
Ronnie
try,
will
Ronnie.
Say...
Listen, Ronnie's been a good sport Am I right? So yes. We'll send him a coffee mug.
We'll send
him
a coffee,
and he's a coffee repairman.
That's right.
The world cannot make it without coffee machine repairman.
Absolutely, and he probably puts the coffee,
brings it by. Hey, can I give a little plug? He said he was just at my mother-in-law's church, Michael Memorial Baptist Church in Gulfport, Mississippi. Outstanding Bible-believing church, and if you're in that neighborhood looking for a good, godly church, Michael Memorial Baptist Church.
All right, Ronnie, we're going to send you a travel mug. Just hold on. Now, go ahead with your question.
Okay, I got a good one. I couldn't wait. This first time I got on, this is a great one. But listen, this true or false. Brother Tim had a guy call in on the show, and he was talking to him. This guy talked so fast, so quick, he didn't even breathe when he was talking. He went forever. And then finally, he just stopped. And I waited, and I'm listening. I'm like, what's going on? Did my radio die? What happened? And then Brother Tim said, is that a period? And I just laughed so hard. I was laughing so hard, a highway patrol pulled me over. I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh,
they pulled me over. And he thought I was DUI. And I thought, what? And I told him I would listen to the station of y'all. And I was laughing so hard. Matter of fact, I got him to turn his radio station to the channel where he can listen to it every day. But
you were laughing so hard you got a DUI almost, huh?
From laughing and swerving while you were driving.
I got you.
Hey, now, is there a question in there, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Yeah, was that true or false, what I just said?
Oh, I'm going to say true.
Man. I'm going to say that was false.
100% true.
I'm going to say that didn't happen.
It did happen. It did.
Wow. It did. That is great. Hey, Ronnie, thank you for listening. Stay on the line so they can get your address to get the travel mug. God bless you, buddy. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Well, and so the travel mug is not just because he keeps the world outfitted for coffee.
Yeah.
But because he told somebody, that was very nice when he did try to get the police officer, the state trooper, whatever it was, listening to AFR.
Yeah.
So good on Ronnie.
You're listening to Today's Issue. No, you're not. Trivia Friday. Today's Issue is Monday through Thursday. Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air every Friday, 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time, right here on American Family Radio. You want to send us an email, the address is comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. None of mine have been answered. None of
really?
My questions.
Wow, that's
you had a stab at a
couple stabs,
The three.
The palm trees.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got two out of three.
Yeah, and then the caller right there said monkeys, and then he went alligator.
Yeah. Alligator with human fingerprints. No chance of him being a nurse practitioner. You know when they say you can be anything you want? That's not always honest.
Right. Third guess was going to be tarantula, I think.
I said lobster.
Lobster.
That's right.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Georgia. Jordan.
Sing it.
Jordan from Georgia is on the line. Well, Jordan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, it's great to finally be with you guys. I've been trying to get in for quite a time, and so it's exciting to be on the radio too with you.
Hey, Jordan.
50 years.
Jordan, this is right off the top of my head, and I'm going to ask you this is for a ball cap. Okay?
Here we go.
I'm just.
All right.
You're the opposite of the Grinch.
I'm just
man.
Welfare with this ball cap stuff.
I'm
like the federal government. I'm just doling out money.
You're like President Biden with pardons.
All right, I'm going to send you an AFR ball cap.
That's
if
good.
You could tell me, Jordan, what singer made the song Georgia popular?
Georgia on my mind.
I don't know. Anyway, do you know what I'm talking about, Jordan?
I do. Give me just a second. Let me wrap my mind.
Yeah. Is that called Googling?
That's why it's Googling.
Yeah, called Google. No, I was going to. Okay, no. I was thinking of Aretha Franklin, but I see it's Ray Charles.
Ray Charles,
Ray Charles.
Well, he got the answer right.
But yeah, I didn't put a condition on it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Did I? No, I'll send you a ball cap. But Ray Charles, I'm just,
I'm
just drunk with generosity, aren't I?
You had eggs this morning for breakfast? Free.
You get a ball cap. You get a ball cap.
Everybody gets a ball cap.
You get a ball cap.
Jordan?
You get a ball cap.
Toast with butter? Ding, 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 ding. You get a ball.
All right, Jordan. We'll send you a ball cap. But I'll tell you
who we're upsetting.
Somebody stop me.
Yes. Cindy Roberts, our call screener.
She's her.
Yeah, she's having to take down the information for all these
guys.
I don't
know anybody's getting any answers. But, yeah, Ray Charles made that song famous.
That's classic right Jordan, there.
Yeah. Georgia.
All right, answer, or do both, Jordan?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
All right, I'm going to go with the Greek god from where panic comes from.
All right, the word panic comes from the name of what ancient Greek god? And Jordan, you say?
That would be the Greek god Pan.
Pan, that is correct.
Nicely done.
Pan was
the little half goat, half man.
Yes, he was played the pan flute, and he was the god of chaos made people frightened and panicked.
First one to cause controversy, allowing him to play in women's sports. It was not fair on any level. And so people think that's a new thing.
Right.
That's the first time that happened. Yeah.
Yeah, and he tried to play
against somebody who's half goat and half man.
He also tried to play on the Greeks all-goat team.
That's right.
Because he said, listen, I'm half.
I'm the goat.
Trying to
I'm
get
half
your goat.
Goat.
Yeah. All right,
all right, Jordan.
Question for us, Jordan.
Trying to get your goat.
All right, a few months ago, you guys did an episode all about trees, and so I'm going to take it back to that. What is the cherry blossom capital of the world?
I'm going to say, guys, Washington, D.C., but let's talk about it. Oh, in the world, maybe in Japan.
Yeah, Japan's known
Okinawa.
For
Okinawa.
Yeah.
What say you guys?
Say that
cherry
again.
Cherry blossom capital of the world.
The cherry blossom capital of the world.
I think you might be right. I think it might be like Tokyo.
Tokyo. Let's go.
What
with
do
Tokyo.
You think, Tim?
I'll go with that.
All right, Tokyo. We're saying, Jordan.
Well, the answer is where I'm from. It is actually Macon, Georgia.
What
is the cherry blossom capital of the world?
Now, people in Washington, D.C. know that? Because they sure do pitch that and put that on their brochure.
Is this just like a self-declared title, or did some independent international organization declare this?
You can ask the Google.
Yeah.
That's the Google.
Yeah. Everybody's got
So we have a cherry blossom festival here every year. It's a big deal.
Is it?
One month.
Hey, Jordan, in Macon, so they do have a lot of cherry blossom trees. It's really pretty in the spring.
Yeah, it's real pretty in the spring. There's cherry blossoms all over the city. And so it's usually March, late March.
Yep.
All right, people, if you're looking for a pretty place to go, you're not going to have to fight the traffic like if you went to D.C. So go to Macon, Georgia, and see those
cherry blossoms.
Trees just lined with beautiful cherry blossoms.
Also a lot less likely to get carjacked than if you go to D.C.
That's right.
All right, Jordan.
Well,
Jordan lives in Macon.
I wouldn't say less likely.
Depends on what part of Macon you go to, right?
All right, Jordan, I'm going to put you on hold, brother, so Cindy Roberts can get your information, and we can get you one of those welfare caps out in the mail. So
I think Macon's where I-16 and I-75 split, been there many times. I think
I will take your word for it.
One goes to Florida and one goes to Savannah.
I'm amazed at how you know all these roads. When people call in and they say, oh, I'm north of Toledo, and he'll say, well, you're on whatever. And they go, I sure am. Yes. You know, they're driving along.
Well, you know, you work for the CIA long enough. These things, you know what I'm saying?
That's
second nature.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah, so, just like poisoning Russian spies.
Yeah, you know.
Second
nature. You do what you got to do.
That's it. Thank
country.
You for your contribution.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
And if you ask me any more questions, you know what happens.
You have to kill me.
That's right.
You can tell me, but you're going to have to kill me.
All right, you're listening to last time to repeat our questions.
Oh,
last
let's
time.
Do it.
All right, I've got two remaining. Yeah. Australia is known for its venomous snakes, spiders, and jellyfish, but the honeybee is the second most dangerous venomous critter in Australia. But is that true or false? And then second question, what does USACE stand for in the U.S. Army?
USAA.
C-E.
Isn't that the commercial?
No. You talking about the credit?
You know what
credit?
I'm talking about?
Yeah, that credit
union.
Yeah, credit union.
Is that the one when what Sam Elliott now is in those? Is that the different one?
No, that's a different one. That's the one with Gronk
and Sam Elliott.
Yeah. I used to be a huge Sam Elliott fan until he went off on conservatives. And
I didn't know
MAGA.
That.
You
didn't
yeah,
know
he
that,
did.
Did you?
Y'all can say what you want about that, but I've done the reverse mortgage on my house twice because of that Magnum PI guy. He does such a good job as a daddy on Blue Bloods, and he wore them short shorts really good when he get on that helicopter and chase them bad guys in Magnum PI. So I done called him up twice and done that reverse mortgage. Just
you can do
his.
A reverse mortgage twice?
Just, well, we done it. Wow. And just because he seems so sincere when he gets that tear in his eye and they do that close-up and he says, you can trust me. I wouldn't lie to you.
I wouldn't lie to you. Best mustache ever on television.
All right, Sam
Elliott?
No, well, he's got a good one, too. I'm talking about Tom Selleck.
All right, here's what I've got. First question, what letter is least used in the English language, and it's not L-M-N-O-P. You notice how when you're saying the alphabet, you always say those together. You can't just say one of those.
Right.
You have to
L-M-N-O-P.
Say those together. All right. What letter is least used in the English language? I'm going to throw another one out there. How many? I know it's late in the program. How many dice are used in a game of Yahtzees? Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Got the little canister. You got some dice in there. Shake them around. Pour them out on the table.
I don't know the answer.
How
to that, although
many
I
dice
played
are used in a game of Yahtzee?
But it's been years.
Tim?
Yeah, my three questions. What animal has fingerprints identical to humans?
It's not alligator.
No.
It's not lobster. And it's not monkeys.
And it's not an animal that's native to North America.
Can you give us what country? Because that's not going to be too much of a hint.
Yeah, this would.
Okay.
It'd be a giveaway.
All right.
A dead giveaway if I did that.
All right.
All right. My other question is name three fruits that grow on palm trees?
That's a very good question.
And my last question, name three of the five largest land mammals in North America.
I feel a little embarrassed about my three little pigs. This little pig question.
The three little pigs will get eaten by these animals. Okay, I'm just telling you. Oh, you mean, what did we say about the three little pigs?
No, I said it wasn't three little pigs. It's this little piggy. That might have been a little too easy with the ones that you're bringing.
Yeah, these three large.
The thing is, those are three good questions.
You know what? I'll save them next week.
You should.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Those are great.
I'm not
questions.
Just going to give them away at
that's
the end
right.
of the show.
Yeah, you might give hats away. That's what I was.
Well, we need our listeners to answer one of these.
That's an answer
Step
for
up,
not
people.
Answering.
Challenge yourself, people.
Yeah.
Don't just.
It's a new year.
Don't just do the one about this little piggy.
Right.
Let's get some.
Memorize more than John 3:16. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking about trying to stay with those New Year's resolutions, those goals. The guy was going to get up early, go to the gym this morning. He said he couldn't find his badge, his membership card, and a replacement is $10. Donut and a cup of coffee is $4. He said, guess who saved $6?
Oh,
that's
go
the way
ahead.
Most of those resolutions,
yes.
how long they last.
All right, let's go to Ohio. We've gone to a lot of northern states today.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, they got nothing else to do with all the freezing cold. And Greg from Ohio is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good to be here, guys.
Going to be in the teens on Monday, Greg?
Oh, lower than that.
Going to be in the about 5 to 10 below.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, so
been listening to you guys ever since you started. Last week was my first attempt, and I found out why I didn't get through.
Yes,
you had a half inch of snow or something down there.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, Greg. It is
shameful.
Hey, Greg,
shameful.
I've lived in the deep south my whole life, and we do deserve the mockery. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. You can say 7 days on the horizon, there might be a dusting, and man, you go to Kroger and Walmart that afternoon.
Pandemonium breaking out.
A bunch
out.
Of, huh?
Yeah, you think the zombies are coming.
It's ridiculous.
You'd think the Greek god Pan had arrived.
I know.
Hey, panic.
Hey, Greg, I grew up on the Kentucky-Indiana border, and no kidding, we went to school if there were 3 or 4 inches on the ground. And when I moved here, the about 5-inch tall front page, it said, winter storm warning, maybe up to 2 inches. And I laughed. I just thought, up to 2 inches with a winter, calling and it a winter storm. But we didn't have salt. We don't have sand on the trucks and some of those.
Yeah, no plows.
All right, Greg, go ahead. Yeah. Ask, answer, or both?
We'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
It's a toss-up between the honeybee and the fingerprint match.
Listen, Greg, again, the ball cap's on the line here.
For both of them?
If you take Tim's.
Yeah, you answer mine right, I'm going to send the ball cap.
There you go.
And the coaster, right?
The coaster.
We got a coaster?
We don't have an AFR coaster.
But you gave us a good idea.
I got one in my office. I got a coaster. But anyway. All right, go ahead.
The fingerprint I'm going to say is, I think I'm cheating a little bit here. There was a young lad a few calls back that was talking about panda bears. And somebody made the comment about a matching fingerprint. So I'm going to see with the
panda bear.
Red panda bear.
All right, I'm going to give the answer to this one.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go.
Is it an orangutan?
No.
I'm going to say, is it a kangaroo? Because he said if I give the thing, so I'm going to say Australia. I'm going to go
koala bear.
Koala bear, really?
Yeah. Koalas have, I tell you what, Greg, if you can spell koala, I'll send you a ball cap. If you can spell koala right here now, Greg, I'm going to send you a ball cap.
Everybody listening, Greg.
Go.
K-O-A-L-A.
K-O-A-L-A. Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, how about bear?
What?
Yeah, bear. Nicely done.
Koalas, way to spell that right. Koalas have fingerprints that are nearly identical to human fingerprints.
I did not know that.
Additionally, gorillas and chimpanzees also have fingerprints similar to humans. Koala bear has a fingerprint identical to a human's. So there you go.
Wow. That's something great.
So we're going to send you the ball cap for spelling koalas, right?
Yeah, and you didn't have to waste a Q or anything.
Yeah.
So stay on the line after we get done on the air. I'll put you on hold, and we'll –
But I don't know. It may be March before we can get it out of here, Greg, because we had like 3 inches of snow
last week,
and it's just melting, and I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be able to recover or not.
What's your question for us, Greg?
Well, we're going to go racing here with the subject of top fuel dragsters.
Awesome.
They are quite a designed piece of equipment with about 2,000 horsepower. The engine will redline based on their system. They kind of cut it down at 9,500 RPMs. But during a quarter-mile race, how many revolutions take place in that engine for a quarter-mile race? I'm going to give you three options here. 540, 1,650, 3,280.
JJ, you among us probably come
now. We are almost out of time.
Quickly, he's not talking about NASCAR. He's talking about if you can picture
drag racing,
like a ladder, the long ladder looking with a motor
they
in the very back.
Rail car,
and it goes a quarter mile. Not sure about with 2,000 horses. I don't know. I'm going to go with the middle one, 1,600, but it's just a guess.
We'll go with JJ.
It's turning a lot of RPMs, revolutions per minute, that's for sure, but it's only a quarter mile. What's the answer?
540.
Wow.
Do you drive the car?
No, race? I do not. I'm just spectator and enthusiast, I guess you'd say.
Drag race?
Quarter mile race, they reach. Currently, they're reaching nearly 300.
There's the music. We got to go. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information. Yeah.
I've seen that in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and the noise is deafening.
All right. It is true. Because of allergic reactions, the honeybee is the second most dangerous venomous critter in Australia. And USACE in the U.S. Army stands for Army Corps of Engineers.
What letter is the least used in the English language, guys?
We'll say Q.
Z.
See.
How many dice are used in a game of Yahtzee?
Is it three?
Five.
I'll give one of my answers. I'm going to save the other one. What? Name three fruits that grow on palm trees.
Dates, coconuts, and...
Acai berries.
And what?
Acai berries.
Oh, all right.
Huh.
Coconuts, dates, and acai berries all grow on different kinds of palm trees. Have a great weekend, everybody.